Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're getting into knowledge management, KAM.
Right.
We're looking at a guide at Inferred Knowledge Management EASIT to pull out the core ideas.
Yeah, it's a good one. Practical.
Our mission basically is to figure out the key steps any organization can take to make their knowledge, more useful, less locked away.
Exactly. It's about moving from just having info to actually using it strategically. Better decisions, better efficiency.
So for you listening, this is about how companies can get smarter, work smoother. Could mean faster help if you're a customer, or less frustration if you're an employee.
And for those familiar with ATEL, this fits right in. KLM really supports processes like service transition, continual service improvement. It's about learning from what happens, making sure that knowledge gets reused.
Okay, so let's kick things off. The guide really starts with the why. Why bother with KCAM?
Well, yeah, it emphasizes having clear goals. It's not just let's collect stuff. It's about knowing what you want to achieve. The guide actually pushes for measurable goals. Things like, say, cutting down incident handling time by, I don't know, 15%.
Or maybe boosting self-service use by 20% in 6 months.
Oh,
Something concrete.
exactly. Specific targets. It forces you to think about the impact you want KLM to have. Less vague, more action-oriented.
And connecting those small goals to the big picture.
How does better knowledge sharing help overall productivity or efficiency or even customer happiness? That link needs to be clear.
Okay, so step one, know your why, know what success looks like, ideally in numbers.
Which leads straight into the next point, getting buy-in, especially from the top.
Leadership support, crucial for anything big.
Absolutely. This isn't just one team's project. It needs commitment across the board. And sometimes leadership needs convincing. They want to see the ROI.
Makes sense. So you need to show them the benefits, right? Like,
Yeah.
this will make us more efficient, or it'll save costs here, or customers will be happier because.
Precisely. Frame it in terms they care about. And it's not just leaders. The guide says everyone involved, support teams, users, different departments, needs to get why it's valuable.
So involving them really helps getting stakeholders in the room.
Definitely. People from support may be key user groups. They know the pain points KM could actually solve. Their input makes the whole thing more relevant.
Okay, buy-in secured, hopefully. What's next? The guide talks about culture.
Yes, the knowledge sharing culture. This one sounds a bit fluffy, but it's vital.
How so?
Well, it's about making sharing and using knowledge feel normal, part of the everyday workflow, not some extra task.
So changing habits, attitudes.
Exactly. And the guide mentions things like maybe incentives, recognizing people who contribute good knowledge.
Like leaderboards or shoutouts.
Could be, or just making it clear it's valued. The flip side is avoiding a culture where people are scared to share or ask questions.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
And you need to show people how, right? Training.
Workshops, guides on using the tools, contributing effectively. If it's hard, people won't do it, even if the culture is right.
Got it. Culture sets the stage.
Yeah.
Then you need the actual process.
Right. Moving from the why and who to the how, defining the KM process itself.
And the guide breaks that down.
Yeah, into four main stages. Pretty logical, actually.
Okay, what are they?
First, knowledge creation, making new knowledge, capturing insights.
Okay.
Second, knowledge review. This is key. Checking it, validating it, quality control.
Right, so it's accurate.
Third, knowledge storage, putting it somewhere organized, easy to find, the knowledge base.
Makes sense.
And fourth, knowledge sharing and use, getting it to the people who need it when they need it and making sure it's actually applied.
So create, check, store, use, a life cycle.
Exactly. And the guide stresses you need to document this whole flow. How does knowledge move from stage to stage?
and keep it running smoothly, like routine.
Absolutely vital. It's not set and forget. You need processes to keep the knowledge accurate, current, accessible, regular reviews, feedback loops.
Which probably involves tools, technology.
Precisely. That's the next piece. The right tools can make this whole process much, much smoother.
What kind of tools are we talking about?
Often a central knowledge database, but the key is integration. It needs to talk to other systems.
Like the IT service management system for support tickets.
Yes, or self-service portals for users, maybe even CRM systems,
Yes.
so information flows. A support agent sees a ticket, and the system suggests relevant knowledge articles seamlessly.
Okay. And you need to pick the right tool for your situation.
Right. Does it integrate well with what you already have? Is it easy to use? That's huge.
User friendliness again.
If it's clunky or hard to search, people just won't use it, no matter how good the content is.
Which brings us to the knowledge database itself. the heart of the system.
Pretty much. It's the central library, holds the solutions, the FAQs, the guides, best practices, everything.
And just dumping stuff in there isn't enough, I guess.
No way. It needs structure. Good categories, tags, a powerful search function. People need to find things fast.
And the quality of the articles matters too.
Hugely.
Yeah.
Clearly written, easy to follow, and crucially, kept up to date. Outdated info is worse than no info sometimes. It breaks trust.
Makes sense. So you've got the database, the process. How does it connect to day-to-day work? Like fixing problems.
Ah, yeah. Integration with incident and problem management. This is where you see big efficiency gains.
How so? Speeds things up.
Definitely. If support teams can quickly find solutions for known issues in the knowledge base.
They don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Exactly. Faster resolution for incidents. Plus, analyzing incidents helps you see where the knowledge gaps are. So you create new articles. It feeds itself.
A virtuous cycle. And it helps with bigger recurring problems too.
Right. Problem management identifies root causes. That knowledge, those workarounds or permanent fixes, need to go into the database so everyone benefits.
So support needs easy access while they're working on tickets.
Seamless access. It should be right there in their workflow.
And this knowledge isn't just for support staff, right? Users too.
Yes. That's the self-service aspect. A huge benefit.
Empowering users to solve their own problems.
Uh-huh. If they can find answers to common questions or fix simple issues themselves through a portal.
It takes load off the support desk.
Big time. Frees up support for complex stuff. And users often get faster answers, 24/7 potentially. It boosts satisfaction.
So a good user-friendly self-service portal connected to that knowledge base is key.
Absolutely. Easy to navigate, great search. If users can't find things easily, they'll just call support anyway.
Okay, makes sense. Now this whole system, it's not static, is it?
Yeah.
You need to keep checking if it's working.
Continuous evaluation and improvement. Non-negotiable for long-term success.
How do you do that? Feedback.
Yeah. Feedback from users, from support teams. Are they finding what they need? Is it helping? Also, looking at the data. Metrics.
Like, how often are articles viewed? Do those views actually solve the problem?
Exactly. Tracking usage, tracking effectiveness, identifying what's working well, what needs tweaking. It's an ongoing refinement process.
Constantly making it better based on real-world use.
Uh-huh. Which ties into the final point. Measuring and reporting the overall effectiveness.
Showing the value back to the business.
Precisely. You need those key performance indicators, KPIs.
What kind of KPIs?
Things like number of articles used, the self-service resolution rate, maybe impact on incident resolution times, first contact resolution.
So hard numbers showing the difference KOM is making.
Yes. Analyzing those stats tells you where to improve and gives you the evidence to show leadership that the investment in KOM is paying off. It demonstrates the ROI we talked about earlier.
Okay, wow. So wrapping this up, knowledge management is, well, it's way more than just a digital filing cabinet.
Oh, absolutely. It's strategic. It's about culture, process, tools, all working together.
To harness what an organization collectively knows and use it to get better, faster, smarter.
Right. Making the right knowledge easy to find and use right when it's needed. By employees, by users, the guide gives a solid roadmap for that.
It really does. A living system, as you said.
Yeah.
So a final thought for you listening. Think about all the knowledge you gain, work stuff, personal stuff. What if you were just a bit more structured about capturing and sharing it, even just for yourself or your immediate team?
Mm-hmm.
Could that make a difference? What's one small thing you could do, maybe even today, to organize or share something you figured out recently? Could be surprisingly useful down the line. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.